KNOM Update News. I'm Zachariah Hughes, and it's 2 minutes after 9 o'clock. The Nome Common Council has officiated the results from Tuesday's elections. 694 ballots were cast. Denise Michaels received 533 votes and remain mayor of Nome for another term. Gerald Brown received 379 votes for the City Council seat E. Matt Cully won City Council seat F with 336 votes. Pat Knodel received 617 votes for Utility Board seat A. Berta Wilson took Utility Board seat D with 567 votes. And Barb Amarok will keep seat E on the school board. She received 386 votes. There's a runoff election for seat A on the City Council between Tom Sparks and Pat Cryer. Voting will take place on Tuesday, November 5th at Old St. Joe's. The second day of Norton Sound Health Corporation's annual health fair goes from 9 a.m. today until 2 p.m. at the Rec Center. The health fair began yesterday. According to Megan Tim, Prevention Program Coordinator and the organizer for this year's fair, it's a chance for everyone in Nome to take advantage of local health services.
What is a health fair? A health fair is a place where you can come for all of the free health education you can imagine. It's so vast, the amount of education that's here, and it's all for free. So that's the main point of the health fair.
Inside the large gym at Nome's Rec Center, the floor is filled with booths promoting healthy choices and medical services available in the Norton Sound region. Some are festive display boards set on top of decorative folding tables. Others are a bit quirkier, like a giant inflatable colon designed to literally walk visitors through the basics of colonic health.
So this is Nolan the Giant Colon, and he is here to talk about healthy colon tissue and how to keep your colon healthy. And in order to keep it that way, we want to encourage people not to use tobacco, to eat fresh fruits and vegetables, and to get lots of physical exercise. And of course, make sure that your colon is healthy by having regular screenings.
Installations like Nolan or a bouncy castle may seem superfluous at first, but in Western Alaska, which has high cancer rates and growing diabetes diagnoses, information and early treatment are vital tools for healthcare providers.
Preventative health is especially important. We have a high rate of cancer, colon cancer, lung cancers, things like that. And diabetes is huge in our region. If we can prevent it now and get the education that everybody needs in order to know how to prevent those diseases, it can make a huge impact. And I think Nome and this in Western Alaska is the place to start.
As an added incentive, anyone, young or old, who stops by all the booths during their visit can collect gold coins to be redeemed for a prize.
If you interact with all of the booths that are available here, kids get a free pumpkin and adults get $15 for produce at Nome Trading.
Once again, NSHC's health fair is open today from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Nome Rec Center. Blood draws are available right now from 7 a.m. until noon. The Nome Chamber of Commerce hosted a meeting Wednesday for Nomeites to voice their concerns regarding Alaska Airlines' new flight schedule. Four airline representatives attended the meeting. The flight changes took effect in late August. Alaska Airlines eliminated Nome's morning flight, reducing Nome from 3 flights per day to 2. The airline also changed the times of the 2 remaining flights. However, the number of seats per week remained unaffected. Scott Haberstad, Director of Sales and Community Marketing for Alaska Airlines, said the schedule change was set to reduce fuel costs.
We're trying to manage costs just like you all are. And so if you look at the fares today compared to the fares 5 years ago, 6 years ago, there hasn't been a lot of increase, and in many situations they're lower. And that's when the price of fuel has gone up exponentially over the last 5 years. And fuel represents about 30% of what we do. And so as the fuel costs have gone up, we haven't passed those price increases on to the community. And that was the reason.
When asked why Nome's morning flight was canceled, Haberstad said the airline didn't have much reasoning behind the decision.
I would love to tell you there was a lot of science involved in it, but there wasn't. I mean, it was one or the other.
The biggest complaint at the meeting was the changes effectively eliminated day trips from Nome to Anchorage. Before the changes, medical patients could arrive in Anchorage, attend their appointments, and return to Nome that night. Employees could do the same with business meetings. Barb Nichols, executive director of the Nome Chamber of Commerce, said now those patients and employees either have to schedule a short appointment within a brief window or stay in Anchorage overnight.
What we're seeing is the planes land, our first plane lands in Anchorage at 1:30. So a person would have to have a doctor's appointment from 2 to 2:30 and able to get back on that plane.
You can't do it.
These overnight stays add expense and inconvenience. Nancy McGuire, representing the Arctic Eye Cancer Support Group, said lodgings divert much-needed funds.
We have to spend a lot of extra money just putting people up overnight. we could put that money to better use. But we can't now because people can't go down there, get their appointment, and come back. But it is critical.
Eliminating Nome's morning flight does not just affect day trips from Nome to Anchorage. It also restricts day trips from Anchorage to Nome. Conventions are increasing in Nome, but without a morning flight, speakers may not be able to attend these events.
Speakers are hired to come in and speak, do a 2 or 3 hour session, and they've always been able to fly into Nome, do their session, and leave. It's not just the inconvenience of having to overnight. There are no hotels in Nome to overnight them. So those speakers would not be able to come and present some of the valuable information that would be needed at the different conferences held in Nome.
Another concern is how these restricted day trips will affect tourism in Nome, especially during the summer months. Throughout the meeting, the Alaska Airlines representatives were open to comments regarding the flight changes. Haberstad told Nome to keep the airlines informed of their concerns. Following this meeting, the Nome Chamber of Commerce will be distributing surveys and compiling data to formulate the projected economic impact caused by these flight changes. They will then present this information to Alaska Airlines. It's that time of year. Alaska's permanent fund dividend, the PFD, has arrived. On Thursday, the government sent out $900 to every qualified state resident. The vast majority of Alaskans had that money deposited directly into their bank accounts, though some still preferred paper checks. The state has yet to release its annual report on the PFD for 2013, but last year, checks were sent out for more than 610,000 residents, the oldest of whom was 107 years old. For some Alaskans, this year's PFD comes at just the right time. With 13,000 federal employees in Alaska furloughed and even more affected statewide, that $900 is being put to use. Some are setting it aside in case the shutdown drags on. Others are sending it out of state to help relatives who have suddenly found themselves shut out from their jobs. In Nome, the annual infusion of PFD cash has its own economic implications. Amid discounted store merchandise and plane tickets, Nome gets an influx of visitors. It's a festive time, says Marjorie Tabone, community wellness coordinator for Quirik, and keeping everyone safe is a top priority.
It's just a festive time, and we know that the population of Nome booms a little bit during this time. Everyone's flying around using the special tickets that Alaska Airlines and Bering Air has, and, you know, it's a festive time of the year for the entire state of Alaska. So we just want to make sure everybody's safe and has a good time.
During the weekends around PFD payments, a volunteer safety patrol was started 9 years ago in 2004. Volunteer patrol members alert medics or law enforcement if they spot any dangerous behavior. The goal is to help create a safe environment in and around Nome. And regardless of how it's spent, just about everyone seems happy for the extra bit of cash, even if it's going towards savings or bills. The PFD is based on the average performance of Alaska's permanent fund over the course of 5 years. Last year, the total amount dispersed to residents was more than $536 million. In New York, gold is down $8 to $1,308.70 an ounce. Silver's down 5 cents to $21.65 an ounce, and zinc is at 83 cents a pound. Flight 152 is expected to arrive in Nome at 11:24 a.m., and Flight 151 will depart from Nome at 12:15 p.m. It's unofficially 23 degrees right now outside the KNOM studios, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.